special meeting of Amherstburg Town Council to order. Is there any disclosure of pecuniary interest? Okay, seeing none, I will just note for the public that our CAO and two council members have gone to the park meeting on behalf of the town. And that gets us to item three. I would suggest we do as usual. Start with the first one, the accounts receivable billing. Councilor Lee?
If I could just offer, there is a lot of financial policies here and a lot of, let's say, paper.
Mm-hmm.
If we're going to sit here and do each one individually and approve and question, we could be here for 14 days. I hope we're not. I hope that counselors approached you with the questions on this policy before and got their answers. But I'm suggesting possibly we do I'll move to receive and approve the policies. If I get a seconder and if there's any questions, they can be asked. That way we can kind of speed this process up. Because I would like to end up there too at the park meeting eventually, but I'll stay for this.
I'm very happy to hear that. And is there a seconder? Deputy Mayor, and if there is anything any council wants to pull out there, of course we can do that. So they're all on the table right now. Councilor Pouchet?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. If it's not too much trouble, there's not a lot of changes, if it could just be pointed out to council so that we could get through it, the changes. But if there was anything stands out, because I reviewed it and then I had to go back and
through you to the councilor, from the time they were tabled, there weren't all that many changes. Most of the changes were just to change the title that I possess now to Director of Corporate Services. The guts of all of the policies are very much the exact same as the policies that were tabled months ago. These policies are actually complete rewrites of the one existing policy that we had with regards to accounts receivable, and then the establishment of all of the rest of the policies, as there was only four finance policies. So they're all relatively new policies, so there's nothing to go off of a basis from a previous policy.
Mm-hmm. Was there something different about accounts payable?
I don't believe so.
I think it was a time frame and when we have to pay it. Is there something different about that?
No, the policy specifically, for the most part, formalizes through the flow charts the processes that we follow to ensure proper internal controls. We are just currently adhering, as far as timeline goes, to the council motion with regards to bringing the payables to council first, and that is reflected in the flow chart.
Councilor Melange?
I just have one issue, and it'll be on page 77 of the last item, which is corporate check acceptance. And I think I brought this up before, but 6.22 talks about the complete voucher package should consist of an invoice and, if applicable, a purchase order. And I've said before, there's something missing between that. You know, you've placed the order, now you want to write it, now you have an invoice. And I put here evidence of receipt. We have to have either the invoice has to be signed or there has to be a packing slip as evidence that the product has been received before we take the next step of paying the invoice. And that should be noted somewhere in here that's not. We leave a big broad area in between the purchase order and the invoice, which the important part is, did we receive the goods or the services?
Through you to the counselor, if there are times where packing slips are included in the voucher package, there are times when it's a service and the packing slip, there is no packing slip, right? So that's why it doesn't specifically state the need for a packing slip in the policy, because there are times when that doesn't exist. There are times where the voucher package consists of a purchase order, and there are other times where it consists of construction sign-off and engineers, agreements, council-approved motions. There are different pieces of evidence that show approval either by council or administration for that expenditure. So that's why that terminology is used.
But your policy, and I understand where you're coming from there, that you have a couple of different avenues of the, how you're going to get things in. But your policy is quite vague. As long as I can have an invoice and as long as I have a purchase order, as per the wording of that policy, it's okay to pay. And the check signer may not, may say, okay, here I have an invoice, okay, I can pay it, but did the physical goods receive? So somewhere we either have to say a packing slip where applicable, or sign off from the director, if it's the director's responsibility to sign off on a service, okay? You can't physically see a service on an invoice.
I completely understand where you're going. See point 6.2.21, evidence of approval in accordance with the procurement policy must appear on the front of each voucher package. So that procurement policy lays out who approves what at what levels and what steps are followed with the RFQs, the RFPs, the tenders, where that all goes. So that's your capture all right there, that you must follow the procurement policy before any voucher is accepted and any sign-off is placed on that check by the two signing authorities.
So your procurement policy will have that you have to have either the packing slip or the director's signature on it. Okay, in the procurement policy, if I went to that, it would say that.
Absolutely, Councillor. That procurement policy lays out how we, as a town, by everything, the levels of authority, who has what, and that's what I look for when I see the sign-offs. Some managers can sign off on expenditures at a certain level. Others have to be the director, and then some to the CAO, and then obviously for those over $100,000, those all have to be agreed to by council. So I follow the procurement policy, and that's why, with regards to this, the procurement policy is listed as a policy that has to work in correlation with this policy.
Okay, I just taken 6.22 verbatim, because Mr. Mayor, who signs off on checks, he sees an invoice. Does he know the product's been received?
Along those lines, I guess I have noticed what you said. Some of them are very extensive, right down to the packing slips.
Yeah.
But then there is also the stamp and everything initialed in there. Where we don't have the packing slip, there is confirmation that we have either received the goods or the service or whatever. And there's a manager's signature on there, sometimes an employee's signature on there as well, and then finally your signature. And as someone who reads through those things, by the time I put my name on there, all that has been confirmed, correct?
Yes. Which is the idea.
Okay, thank you. That's okay.
Deputy Mayor?
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. Through you to Justin. How many people go through all those checks before they're issued?
Through you to the counselor, checks, invoices have to be approved either through laser fiche or personal or hand signature by each manager or responsible designate before it comes to accounts payable. Then the check is entered by the accounts payable clerk. And then the supervisor of accounting actually goes through and checks the voucher packages to make sure they're in compliance. Then the checks, once after process, come to the treasurer myself. I sign them, and then they go for second signature to either the mayor or the deputy mayor. Everyone is reviewing these as they go through the process. And then finally, it is council's decision at the council meeting whether to approve the payables or not based on the listing. So there are significant controls in place to ensure that all of these steps are being followed and the corporation's and the public's money are protected.
Okay, is there any other questions on any of these? Seeing none, all those in favor? Carried. That's it.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn, Councilor Levine. Second, Councilor Pouget. All those in favor? Somebody got a time on that?